Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Day, Danny Ferry, because it struck a nerve with our audience. Can you confirm that Danny Ferry is in fact a candidate, as the reports out there are talking about?
I can't confirm, nor can I deny that report was accurate. It wasn't. Wait a second. I can't confirm and I can't deny that report was accurate. It wasn't. So several of the names in there that were attributed to league sources were not accurate. That's all I really can say.
Okay. With that said, is there a timeline we're looking at for this executive hire? I mean, you got the draft less than 2 months away. You've got the draft combine before that. I mean, how much time do we have to play before you really get to it and have to make a hire?
Well, the great news is our new general manager, Ansu Sala, we think the absolute world of, and we're not going to make a hire until we find the right person. So we're working through a process. We've had a first group of interviews, and we will continue till we find the right person. So we don't feel the pressure of a timeline.
Steve, what is it that you feel like you're looking for? And I know it's not solely you, obviously Tony Ressler, and there's a variety of people involved in this, but when we talk about the president of basketball ops, I've been saying to our audience, this individual, whoever they are, is going to come in and be a major decision maker and shaping the future of this organization. What are you guys looking for when you talk about either traits, experience? Is there something specific that you feel like you have to have?
Well, we think leadership is the first piece. We think, you know, the ability to build a roster and knowledge of the league and the players is a very, very important piece. It is a players' league today. I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. And we want somebody who's a really good guy and can be a great teammate to Quinn, to me, to Ansi. And that's really what we're looking for. But I would think leadership is the biggest key. You know, I'm sorry Mike's not here today because I do enjoy, you know, lecturing him on the finer points of our collective bargaining agreement.
Well, you can lecture and I'll send it to him. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. As we've talked about, it gets really complex. We've all know the jam that Phoenix has gotten themselves into. There was a lot of press this week about Giannis and Milwaukee and the problems they are. With the complexity of the new collective bargaining agreement, you know, it raises the bar of the executives, and that's one of the things where Ansi, who is an attorney who worked in San Antonio and then worked for Bob Myers at Golden State, which is, you know, from Harvard of the MBA of the NBA, and say that fast three times. So we're looking for, you know, a powerful voice and great leadership and real skill and understanding of the players in the league and the players around the world.
What do you envision the power structure being between Quinn Snyder, Ansi Sala, and the new hire in terms of and obviously it's going to be collaborative, but who ultimately is going to have final decision-making there?
Well, the final decision-making will rest with the president of basketball. You know, when the president of basketball says to Tony Ressler, I need $40 million to go into the tax, that's when Tony will go into the tax. You know, it's foolish to think that the owner decides when to go into the tax and the roster. The president of basketball makes that decision, and then it will be approved, and we will be, you know, hopefully competitive. But again, the new CBA, it's not about money. It's about flexibility. It's about being able to make trades. It's about being able to manage your draft picks. So it's really interesting. And I also think that this could be one of the most unique summers in a long, long time, because there are a lot of teams who are really handcuffed and are going to try to get out of that purgatory they're in.
No doubt. Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the Hawks in the process of interviewing potential candidates for the president of basketball operations position that is open. And again, if you just missed it, Steve says he can't confirm nor deny some of the reports that are out there about certain candidates. And one of them I mentioned by name. I know you can't mention any of these guys by name, but I was talking about Danny Ferry, which had some of our audience saying, okay, what does this mean? When we talk about the experience aspect of things, how big of a piece is that? Because part of the Hawks audience and our audience, Steve, says, well, wait a minute. You know, you guys gave Landry, our previous general manager, Landry Fields, an opportunity, and he really didn't have experience. Does that mean now that that is something that you absolutely have to have if you're looking at this next position?
Deep experience in the NBA doesn't necessarily mean that you've run a team, but okay. deep experience in the NBA.
Okay. All right.
It was award season here, Steve, and a little frustration. The vote for Rookie of the Year wasn't a little bit closer. I thought Rizashay, and he gets second, but certainly that should have been a much closer vote. Also frustrated that Dyson didn't win Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know what sport other people are watching, but he did win Most Improved Player. And just to have guys in those discussions, to have Dyson in discussion for Defensive and Most Improved, Rizashay for Rookie of the Year, has got to make the organization feel good about the future moving forward with these two guys as part of the core.
Yeah, I mean, we're elated. Just being in the top two or three is fantastic. It's a really competitive league. And then you look at the growth from Onyeka Okongwu, the last, you know, since he became a starter, he's a monster. That Miami, our final game, unfortunately, he was incredible. And he had several 20-20 games this year. And then you put in Jalen Johnson, who, again, is only 23 years old. And we think we have as good a young core as there is in the league to build around.
You know, I've been saying this, and I want to get your thoughts, because I'm looking around the league, and we were talking about this on the show the other day, Steve. You know, team building is not just going out and getting stars. And this gets back to your aprons right. and you know, luxury tax comment. But I'm looking around, and I'm saying the teams that are going to be good for a while have just been constructed the right way, and they don't have three superstars. Many of them don't have two superstars. I mean, you know, look, I'm looking at the Knicks last night, and I'm saying, who thought Jalen Brunson would be this good when he left Dallas? And my point is, those are the kind of things that whoever gets this job moving forward, along with our new general manager and Anse, those are the kind of pieces, right, that you have to add that give you that stability that we're talking about, those pieces that – sometimes people go, well, I don't think that's going to work, but then it does.
Well, Carl, you're 1,000% right. Case in point, Dyson Daniels. Some could say he was a throw into the trade because we got two first-round draft picks. By the way, one of them, Milwaukee's. Yeah. And look at Dyson. I mean, now a core piece of the Hawks for a long time to come. Really, really powerful piece. You look at the roster construction of Oklahoma City. You look at the days of the big three in Miami with Bosch, Wade, and LeBron can't happen today. And they tried it in Phoenix, and it didn't go according to plan. You know, with Beal, with
Durant,
Kevin Durant, and
Booker.
You know, three guys, and Devin Booker, three guys over $50 million in salary. Didn't work. So it's a very different NBA, and I think the playoffs have been fantastic.
Steve, I got to talk about a couple of non-Hawks things at State Farm Arena. Really the talk of the town. A Pearl Jam the past couple of days. Everyone is raving about it. And I personally am looking forward to the UFC that is going to be coming here. Tickets are already flying off, and I need to make sure I secure mine. But certainly continue to be excited that State Farm Arena is just hosting some of the biggest and best things that this city has to offer.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. We also this week announced our CBS Classic, and we've got St. John's coached by Rick Pitino against Kentucky, which I think they call our city Catlanta in Kentucky. Should be a crazy game. And then North Carolina against Ohio State, both perennial contenders. I'm so excited about UFC. It's been 6 years since they've been in Atlanta, and I urge people to get your tickets now, because it's going to be sold out, and it's got a great card, and it's going to be one of the most amazing nights. We've had the sports electric, and it's going to be nuts. So I want to show the UFC. Atlanta deserves to be in the rotation more often by selling it out and having an incredible crowd.
We've got a great fight city. We always have. Going back to, you know, Ali in the boxing days. I mean, like, we've always done a great job with that, Steve. And you're right. The UFC is no different. We were just talking about that earlier. It's funny you bring that up, Abe, because we're out here at the Atlanta United Training Grounds today, and we were just talking about that event. And there's probably, I don't know, four or five media members who were talking about, you know, wanting to go as fans and just be there. So, yeah, looking forward to that and much more at State Farm Arena. All right, Steve, before we get out of here, LeBron, I'm just curious. They're done. Is he done? Do you think he's going to come back and play? Nobody really knows. He said he's got to take some time and think about it. But I don't think he's done. I think at 41, we're going to see amazing, you know, LeBron come back.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Obviously, opinion only, but
yeah,
he had a very, very good season. He was all NBA, but this is plays to the point, Carl, that you just talked about roster building.
Yes,
you know, they didn't have a center. Rudy Gobert had a historic night against him. I think 27 and 24, because they didn't have a center because they've got two guys in the mid-50s. And the coach wouldn't play Jackson Hayes, who, you know, was picked by New Orleans and put into the Anthony Davis trade, I believe. And, you know, just didn't feel like they could play him. And that lack of depth, I think the Lakers had like 14 less offensive rebounds. So obviously Minnesota's going to win every time under those circumstances. So it's a really, really different league than it's been before. So buckle up, and hopefully we have LeBron coming back for years to come. Tom Brady played at a high level to 45. I think LeBron can too.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Steve, thanks for the comments. And again, can't confirm nor deny some of the candidates that we've been talking about today, but they are interviewing a long list of potential candidates for their basketball, president of basketball ops. Steve, thanks again. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you.
Much appreciated. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There he is.